In the Gospel today from St. Matthew, we are presented by Holy Mother Church the proper reading from the Feast of St. Paschal Bailon. And so we read about how it is that the great things of God have been hidden from the wise and the prudent and have been revealed to the little ones. And as we reflect upon that contrast, we are invited to find our rest and our consolation from our Lord himself. He invites us to come to him. And as he invites us to come to him, we realize that we must be small. Somehow we must jettison the wisdom of this world and find God through the narrow gate by the means, by the way that our Lord himself took, the way of humility and self-emptying. Everyone is searching for God, really. Everyone longs to be happy and to be infinitely happy, to be happy forever. And yet, in this veil of tears, in this exile, we find ourselves most often struggling and unsatisfied. St. Paschal Bailon found happiness early on in his life. He was from a poor family and not well educated. But he found the love of God, even in the midst of his duties. When he was out in the field taking care of the flocks, he would adore the Blessed Sacrament from far away. He would remember our Lord's real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, and he would focus there. And that remained a habit of his whole life, so that later on when he was a friar, one occasion when he was outside at the bell for the consecration, which he could hear from where he was, he knelt down and our Lord revealed himself in the Blessed Sacrament through a vision where he was. And so because of his great love for the Blessed Sacrament, he was made the patron of all Eucharistic congresses. St. Paschal Bailon had a sense of focus on what was truly important. And it's not the way, of course, that the world sees things. St. Paul, in the letter to the Corinthians, talks about the vocation of those who were called to bear witness to our Lord, and that they weren't chosen because they were wealthy or noble or mighty or wise, but because God wished to confound the wise of this world by choosing the weak and the contemptible. The base things of the world and the things that are contemptible hath God chosen, and things that are not, that he might bring to naught the things that are. God opens the door to the little ones, and the little ones kneel before his real presence in the Blessed Sacrament, because it is here that we find him. We find him veiled under the form of bread and wine. We find him a victim and vulnerable on our altars. We find him reduced to the state of food so that we might be nourished with his life unto eternal life. And it's here that all of us need to be focused in a world which, because of its foolishness, has lost its way and is consumed with things ephemeral, things which ultimately don't matter. More and more often, people are attached to their technology. They have their computer and their iPod, now their iPad. They have their email and their blogs, which we do as well. They also have their Twitter to find out what their best friends bought at the grocery store today. And more people fall into bad habits which consume their time at the very least, or lead them into all kinds of sinful behavior, whether it be internet pornography or just plain old everyday gossip, exponentially multiplied by the wonders of technology. And more as people lose their center and are scattered and dissipated in their minds and their hearts, they become more and more focused, not only on things ephemeral, but also sinful things. Internet pornography is a plague, it's an epidemic, which has snared the hearts of many people around the world, and to the point where, of course, with child pornography and all the rest, is positively criminal and depraved and leads to all kinds of abuse of women and of children. But it's not only that. You know, people waste untold amount of time on the computer and have no room for God in their lives. And this is what Saint Paschal wants to help us with today. He wants to remind us that we need to be focused. The great saints, such as Saint Paschal, used to remember the great gift of the Eucharist and spend their time thinking about it and reverencing our Lord, spending time before the Blessed Sacrament and preparing to receive our Lord each day and then giving thanks for that reception afterwards. The great saints used to practice spiritual communion, like Saint Paschal, who used to adore the Blessed Sacrament from afar. If we don't have a center, and if that center is not Christ, then we are inevitably sucked in to into dissipation and sinfulness. And in a world which has made these compromises, everything becomes an addiction. Pornography is treated like an addiction. You know, the behavior of Tiger Woods supposedly is because of his addiction, when in reality, a life which is not centered on Christ is headed for hell. And so we ask our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament that we might not become victim to the dissipation of the world and its many temptations, but that we might place our heart and our minds in Christ and find his peace, the peace that he promises us, and the rest that he wishes us all to have here at the foot of his altar, which is the gate of heaven, a gate which is easily opened by those who are small and by those who reject the wisdom of this world, but are content to be contemptible and foolish for God by kneeling before the Eucharistic signs where our Lord is truly present and where he feeds us with his own body, blood, soul, and divinity.